You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with help from Hims. They provide access to personalized treatment so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of home. Fill out an intake form and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Hey guys, it's Carly from Blake Farm Outfitters, and we're all about equipping the modern farmer. Our team is Nebraska's go-to for precision planting, SurePoint liquid systems, Green Eye spot spray, and more. So whether you're considering an equipment upgrade, adding new tech, or just need a trained eye to service what you have, check us out. Creep on us at BoykFarmOutfitters.com and get connected with our team of experts. We're excited to help you find what's next. That's B-O-E-C-K FarmOutfitters.com.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Are you looking for an exciting new way to put your skills to work?
I am.
Explore new options in the fintech industry at Currency, a Sand Hills global company. They have full-time spots in financial sales, compliance, operations, and other fields. Also, 4.5-day work week, attractive benefits package, and opportunities for advancement. Visit gocurrency.com/careers to learn more today.
Had a phone call with Carson yesterday.
Uh-oh.
And he brought something up that I think is very important, and also to relay this on to the to those who have interest in currency, is that he talked about some of the best hires that have ever been made at Sand Hills Global, and anything that he's been a part of has been somebody that is something somewhat out of the box, where it's not just, well, yeah, I grew up my whole life, finance, that's all I do. I studied this, I went to this. Sometimes somebody that does has done something different in their life. Kills it in a different area. So he wanted to make sure that he knows that with this going on with currency, somebody might thought, well, you don't have to be right now a finance major. You could be whatever, private business for 15 years, 20 years, and have a goal to be part of this. And he said sometimes that the obscure has been an unbelievable hire. So look outside the
life
box.
Life lesson.
And Carson,
you don't paint yourself in a corner.
No, exactly.
Don't do it. Don't do it. All right. The cool stories are like that.
Yeah.
Steve doesn't like cool stories. He's not big into any sort of interest. That would not interest
screw
him.
Screw Vanderbilt. Yeah. Screw Iowa State.
He wants, wants no stories.
I just want order.
His order. Yes.
I want order. I don't want Vandy beating Alabama. Yeah. No. Roll Tide.
One of the few that don't want that to happen besides Bama. Yeah.
Roll Tide.
GoCurrency.com/careers.
Roll Tide and Go Currency.
Yes. Carson's, roll currency.
That's Carson's motto. It's time for a Thursday edition of Bill's Thrills. Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Yes. Okay. Yeah,
is it going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him coach. But to everyone else, He's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. Have you seen? I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
As always, Bill's Thrills sponsored by our friends at Dinert Contracting.
Randy!
The king of remodel for your kitchen, bathroom, whole house, or more. Please call or text Randy at 402-417-5204. Dinert Contracting.
Randy also wanted to let people know with when the bathroom situation with that. I mean, he's with Duke, the prince of plumbing like that. And Duke is the Roto-Rooter of remodel. He's the Roto-Rooter of remodel. He can do it all. He can do everything you want it done in your bathroom. It's remarkable. And he brings him in as an advisor for these things. He brings Duke in and they talk it through with you in a cost-free situation to talk about what the future is for your bathroom.
Wow.
In your bathroom, you spend a lot of time in your bathroom, getting ready.
It's an important spot.
Not that shower. There's hygiene. You got a lot of stuff going on.
Trim your beard.
Yeah, a lot of stuff going on in the bathroom.
You want to sink?
It's not a place.
I need Duke sometimes.
It's not the place where you want to be. Just don't worry about this room. No, have this room special. Randy specialized, and he brings Duke in for consultation.
Randy and Duke, what
does
a team.
Brings him in like that. What's today, Jake?
I think it's a cool parenting tips Thursday.
Okay,
Bill, if I'm right.
Things for your kids. Cool parenting tips.
No.
Be careful what you wish for. Be careful what you wish for. The real time always trumps the dime. The real time always trumps the dime. Be cautious. And there's several aspects of it out right now, and I'll tell a brief story about myself. Be cautious about things when you're always looking for the next thing. Mm-hmm. Be cautious about staying where your feet are right now, and then be cautious about giving up moments that are life-changing potential, what's going on. You see it right now. Nico, he's in a spot. He left Tennessee.
He is.
And it wasn't like it was like, well, UCLA offered him $9 million and Tennessee was, that's not the case. Now he's sitting on a team that has a very good chance of being 0-12. They fired the D coordinator, the offensive coordinator, the head coach, all been changed. And there's a very good chance they go 0-12. When right now he could be at number 14, Tennessee, maybe they win the game against Georgia and have a chance at the playoffs. Tennessee, in a stadium that holds 60,000 at Vanderbilt. Tennessee had 25,000 people there. Not at Vanderbilt. I'm sorry. Mississippi State.
It was loud.
Mississippi State.
It was loud. Tennessee fans. I watched that.
They filled. They called for a whatever, a whiteout, whatever it was. Mississippi State. Guess what it was? Half orange.
And you know what was weird? Real fast. I'm not hijacking your segment here. The orange was close to the field.
Very close.
They had all the good seats.
They had incredible seats like that. Knowles doesn't even get a chance to do the parade. He's outed because he just like
Jim
said,
Knowles.
Instead of just being like, okay, let's you missed all that
Ohio State.
You missed everything.
Somehow, why did he?
One
do
of
that?
Your biggest times of your life of winning a national championship, and you're not even part of it. And now you're at Penn State, and you're like, okay, we got a loss. Maybe and they're probably we're going to go to Ohio State, another tough one. That's not a fun thing to be able to go to. All because I just got myself all worked up
over what?
Over whether it be the contract,
was
whether
money?
I'm not getting enough respect for what I'm doing. That's all I'm saying.
Same thing.
I mean, coach leaves Penn State to go to Clemson.
Tom Allen
goes there. Now he's missing out on because Penn State's still pretty sweet. Clemson, not so sweet. So I had a situation, which I'll walk through real quick.
Okay.
I'm coaching at LSU. We're at the Fiesta Bowl, and I get reached out to be a defensive coordinator in an ACC school.
Okay.
Big-time money raise
okay.
to be able to do that. So what you do when this happens is you report this immediately to the head coach. The last thing you ever want to have someone hear is through that. So I went to Ed Ogeron immediately, said, not a problem. Appreciate you telling me with what's going on. So we had to sit and think about this. And this was a substantial difference of money. Have to have a conversation with Laura. We're in our bungalow type thing at this resort in Arizona for the getting ready to play UCF, undefeated UCF, and Josh Heupel. And right away it's like, I can't leave this team. We can't do this. We need to stay here because I think we're special next year. Imagine missing that national championship team.
To go to the ACC.
And all of a sudden be like going, yeah, but we made way more money. If you missed that moment forever, it could be like going, oh, yeah, people say, well, yeah, but you recruited Joe Burrow. I did, but were you there when he won the Heisman? I wasn't. I was at a different.
That'd be rough.
It is a life-changing.
Ooh.
And so just be careful.
Ooh, that's a good
be careful.
I had no idea you were in that situation.
Yeah. So I'm sitting in like that, and it was like, yeah. And after the game or the next morning at breakfast, I remember we're going to breakfast and we're whipping by Coach O like that, and he grabs Laurie and says, Bill ain't going anywhere. You're right. And then, but I didn't ever leverage it either. I mean, I told right away after I went back to him the next day and said, Coach, I'm not doing it. He goes,
need a little money, Coach.
I didn't say a word. Didn't say one word to him. I will say this, Coach Ogeron took care of me. And I thought, but he did do it, this. But to miss that moment, sometimes you're chasing stuff,
horrifying.
You're chasing different
yeah.
things, and all of a sudden you're like, man, what decision did I make? I think back on that, and I know this is weird, and I know that someone say, well, you don't understand the NBA, Bill. You don't understand contracts. You have no idea what you're talking about. And there's some truth to that.
Oh, this is going to be interesting.
But all of a sudden, you've got Durant, Harden, and
Westbrook.
And Westbrook on the same team. Mm. They maybe could have won if they stayed together. Two, three, dynasty.
Several. Yeah.
Chance of a dynasty.
Multiple.
Multiple.
Really,
I mean,
really impressive.
I mean, think about those three guys on the same team. And,
well,
and they were young. They were very, very young. They were newbies.
Prime.
At that time.
Prime.
And if they all stayed together, what would have happened? What would have happened if someone just said, let's just stay together?
NBA. NBA.
NBA. So I'm just telling you, for your kids, teach them that. To be like, think through some things. I had opportunities to go to really good other places when I was at Nebraska. And I bypassed them. And maybe should have been the better decision. But my decision was based off of where I was from, my passion for Nebraska. So when something doesn't happen that way, you're still good with what the decision you made. Mm-hmm. You're going, no, I'm fine with my decision because here's why I made it. But sometimes you make a bad decision like that. If I'm sitting there and I'm the quarterback at UCLA right now and I'm turning that stuff on at Tennessee.
Wow.
And also guess what else? They love their new quarterback.
Aguilar.
They love him. He will be able. So
it's
Aguilar, whatever
Joey.
Happens, he gets to go work for State Farm when he's done and sell.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. Hair loss is not just about hair. It's about how you feel when you look in the mirror. Hims helps you take back that confidence with access to simple, personalized care that fits your life. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays. There's no hidden fees, no surprise costs, just real, personalized care on your schedule. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak for your free online visit. hims.com/earlybreak. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Featured products include compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Many supplements on the market are hard to absorb or packed with fillers, but that's not the case with Quiksilver Scientific. Quiksilver Scientific is a U.S.-based company that manufactures advanced liposomal supplements, making nutrients easier for your body to absorb and put to work quickly. Made in Colorado in an NSF GMP certified facility and rigorously tested, this is science first supplementation. After adding ultravitamin into my routine, recovery feels faster and I don't hit that midday crash anymore. Trusted worldwide for supplements that truly make a difference in performance, resilience, and well-being. Quiksilver Scientific makes advanced liposomal supplements so you can actually feel the difference. Energy, focus, calm, recovery. Get 10% off plus free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. That's tryqs.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
And sell insurance in Tennessee if he wants, and he'll get into every house or every place there is. We'd love to talk to you.
Yeah.
How? What's the reception? What's the reception right now for Nico when he comes back to Nashville? I mean, back to Knoxville. Is it good?
No.
No. But is it great for him?
No, he burned those bridges.
Is it great for him in L.A.?
No.
No, because no one cares. It's not a passionate fan base.
No.
So just think through your time. It makes such a difference.
Nico. That's a great – I had no idea. God, think if you would have left that.
Yeah, it would have been.
For money.
You never would have gotten over it. But I'm like, well, I had to do it. I'm the coordinator now. It's a really good ACC.
We needed the money.
We had to do it like that. It was a career move. Had to do it. Instead, it's like, no, you don't have any of those moments.
No.
And right now, when you're sitting there right now, still being part of those things, it's a big deal.
Yep.
It's a really big deal. When you're not part of it and you miss out on something that you made the choice, sometimes it just happens, it didn't work out. That's just that's the way the cards were dealt at the time. It didn't work out for me to stay.
That's okay.
But this was an option.
Yeah.
So your options are. Anything in the text line, Jake?
You would have left
from YouTube. Genghis with us. What's Genghis saying here? It says this.
Genghis.
The Nico story will go down in history as the biggest loser ever.
It's a bad story.
Kids will say, "Don't be a Nico." Basically,
it's about that. It's that strong. All of a sudden, be careful what you wish for. You want to transfer someone? You walk in and you tell it. You go to your dad or whoever your agent is. I'm going to go and talk to those guys about more money. I'm going to go talk to them about more money. Be careful what you wish for, because what happened in that one, I think that what it sounds like to me from afar, it's like came in, made the deal, and Tennessee said, "No, we're good. We're good. Go ahead, take that deal." And all of a sudden, it's like, whoa. No, we're good. Mm-hmm. And they get a quarterback to come in mm-hmm. in June, and he's doing really good.
Yeah,
he's doing really good, and he is beloved. And guess who else is beloved? Heupel is beloved.
Yeah, he is.
He's beloved for it. So be careful.
Nico.
You have those in coaching, though,
but
too.
You knew it could be rocky for Nico at UCLA, but you didn't know it just turned into a complete disaster.
Complete disaster. Don't believe they can win a game. Don't think they have a shot.
And they've lost the guys that brought him there.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Head coach and coordinator gone.
How much was it Nico and how much was it his father?
Don't know that. Have no idea. But obviously, they could have easily stayed. Yep. Tennessee didn't run him off.
No, they wanted him
Tennessee
back.
Tennessee did not run him off. All he had to do is just remember, he just didn't show up for practice.
Play ball, man.
It didn't show up for the spring game. Didn't show up. All of a sudden, the word got out. He's not there. He's not returning calls. He's not responding. So they just moved on.
I think it was the day before the spring game he didn't show up. So he was leverage play, I suppose. Don't do that. I mean, it's good. It's kind of good he did it for the future, because people will look at that.
They will look at it. Hang on.
Don't do a Nico.
Don't be careful.
Be a Nico.
Be careful with what you're
Don't do a Nico.
Thank you, Jake.
Bill, the headline one more time, please.
Careful what you wish for. The real time always trumps the dime.
That is Bill's Thrill, sponsored by Diner Contracting. It's time to play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-568-5. Your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe.
Record
of the week is 1-2, 16-9 overall. Today, 2015, Michigan State made the playoff that year.
Okay.
10 years ago.
Okay.
We're going back to the 2015 college football season, just 10 years ago.
It's interesting.
Where were you in 2015, Bill?
That's a good question. I don't know where I was. 15. That's when Michigan State made the playoffs?
Yes. That
I would have been at Ohio State.
Riley's first year.
Ohio State.
Mike Riley's
first year. If you think you know the 2015 college football season, call us up at 464-5685. Shut Up Simple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Simple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
464-5685. Call the Dick Down Sip and Bill in trivia. 2015 college football season, 10 years ago.
It's going to be hit or miss, but I think we've got a shot. Got a shot.
Michigan State in town this weekend.
I wish it was
playoff
2015 Michigan State trivia.
You might do okay with that. You never
might
know.
Might do okay. You never know.
We're just getting the caller over here for 2015.
I don't know. This is. I wish it was 1975. Is what I really wish.
So you were. So who were you covering
Mike
at that
Riley.
Time? Riley.
Okay. First year.
Riley's
Mike
first
Riley.
Year. Yeah. Barely made a bowl game. They made off the great. They were 5-7.
Well, they
made
to
a
San
bowl
Fran.
Game because of the GPA basically.
Yeah, that's right. They went to Foster.
They beat
Farms
UCLA.
Bowl. They went to the Foster Farms Bowl and really played well.
Played Tommy. Josh Rosen. Took down Josh Rosen at UCLA.
Yeah, Tommy Armstrong played really well. Yeah.
We've got Don. Don, how do you feel about the 2015 college football season today?
I feel pretty good about it.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, Don.
Don.
D-A-W-N.
Oh,
D-A-W-N.
Yes. As in Delta Don.
Delta Don. Oh, thank you.
All right.
Hi, Don.
Don, first question to you. Bill is a lifeline for Sip for one question. What Alabama running back won the Heisman Trophy in the 2015 college football season?
Is that Ingram?
Mark Ingram. He was 2009.
That was Ingram.
Oh, wow.
I thought that was Mark Ingram.
Ingram was 2009, the same year as Ndamukong Suh, so not him.
Okay, wait a second.
Okay.
This is an Alabama running back that won the Heisman, and we don't know?
We don't know this? Well, do the years add up? I have a guess if you want to risk it. Go down negative one.
No, it's not risk it.
I'm going to write it down.
You're going to pass?
I think I got it. Yeah, we're going to pass, though.
What would you have guessed, Bill?
Derrick Henry?
It was Derrick Henry, but you passed.
Why wouldn't you let me just...
You passed.
It's all right. I thought we were those people.
I did, too.
I thought we were aggressive.
We can still win this.
We're that worried about winning on Wednesday.
Yes. I don't want to get beat by Dawn. D-A-W-N.
All right, Sip, first question, 0-0 tie. What team did Michigan State beat in the 2015 Big Ten Championship game?
I know this. I do know this.
Okay, take it.
It's Iowa.
Brilliant! I think it was like 13-9.
Really low score.
Iowa's at the 1-yard line to win. Oh, no, Michigan State was at the 1 to win,
somebody
right?
Somebody was, yeah. I remember watching it.
Yeah, Michigan State had to score like with a minute to go at the 1, and they got in.
Okay.
1-0 lead. Back to you, Don, to tie it up. Oklahoma won the Big 12 in 2015 with who at quarterback?
Baker Mayfield?
Brilliant! That is correct.
Oh, she gave a woo.
Yeah, she gave a woo.
Woo!
A lot of excitement over here.
All right, block
Don,
in.
Thank you.
Block in over there. We're in. Woo! Right now.
Bill is in play.
It wouldn't be if I let me pick Derrick Henry.
1-1 tie.
I know.
For the
we're
win.
We're in one.
For the win. Alabama beat Florida 29-15 to win the SEC, but Florida's head coach was SEC Coach of the Year.
Okay, got to repeat the question because I blanked out.
Okay. Here we go, Bill.
I did.
Are you listening?
Yes.
Alabama beat Florida 29-15 to win the SEC in 2015. But Florida's head coach was SEC Coach of the Year. Who was the coach in 2015?
You know this. McElwain.
Brilliant! It was
I would not have had that.
Jim McElwain.
I was
going to
say Mullen.
He was just after that. So,
Don,
great spirit today.
Don, are you going to build up some other breakers? Can you bring someone else in the loop?
Boy, I just don't even have a guess. I'm sorry. Wish I did.
Yeah. Okay, I think you missed it. He was curious if you're going to build some more breakers.
Yes.
The game show.
Yes. The game show's over, but do you have anyone else? It got confusing because it was too loud. Is there anyone else? Is there a friend that you can talk into being a breaker with you?
Sure. Always. Every day I do that.
Good job.
How about that? Every day. Thank you, Dawn.
Thank you, Dawn.
Every day.
Every day. She's building breakers.
Way to go, Dawn.
I love the show, and you know what? Shut up, Sipple.
Hey, she lost. It just does this. I love it.
Thank you, Dawn.
Nice spirit.
Good job, Dawn.
Tiebreaker for Bill. How many rushing yards did Derrick Henry rush for in 2015?
1,892.
Ooh, I like that number. Did he get to two? I'm going to say a little over.
2,219 yards, 28 touchdowns that year for Derrick Henry.
See, Bill had it. Bill
that
had
was
it.
Ridiculous.
We still won. We're okay.
I would not
have had McElwain. Jim McElwain was SEC Coach of the Year.
Yes, he was.
He was a Coach of the Year in the greatest conference in America.
And then it was like they had pictures of McElwain on the beach.
Yeah, with the shark.
With the shark, they said, which they never was him or don't know. And then he's in the middle of the Connor Stallions whole thing. Imagine sitting there talking to him like, so you're the SEC Coach of the Year. Where'd it go from there?
Let's not talk about that part. Wow.
Victory.
That was a good game show, by the way.
Thank
Jake,
you.
That was good.
2015.
That was a good.
That
was enjoyed good. That. It yeah. was. Thank you for Dawn.
Hour three is next. Mike Schaefer joins us on Early Break on the Ticket.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.